Okay, everybody, so I had a quick recap what we said yesterday. And yesterday we spoke about setting a hot plate or a stove to go on in the middle of Shabbos. Whether you're allowed to do that or not. That's what we spoke about. So we said yesterday, it looks like from the apostle, you set on Erev Shabbos and you put the food on the hot plate before Shabbos comes in, then that was okay. That's what we said, yeah? According to many poskim, some poskim don't allow it because of a zilzum. They're worried about a zilzum because Shabbos, they don't like it. So that's a question. And then we spoke about whether the food has to be cooked. So I said to you, from the poskim, it looks like we're talking about the food is fully cooked already. Even though I'm not 100% sure why it's not fully cooked is the problem, but the chayre, it looks like from the poskim, I haven't clarified, I was trying to get hold of someone to speak to, but I'm not sure why it has to be fully cooked. But the mice, it looks like from the poskim, the steamers are poskim, is mashma, that the food is fully cooked. So once you've got a kegel, and you want to put it onto a hot plate, so you put it on Erev Shabbos on a hot plate. That's okay. Whether you need a blech on is also questionable. Could be you don't need, but on a stove, you certainly need a blech on, yeah? To what do you call it? That's number one. To do it on Shabbos itself, that's the problem. That most poskim hold, I couldn't find anyone who's muttered actually, on Shabbos itself, to put the food down, the timer hasn't gone on yet, yeah? The timer's going on at 12 o'clock. You take out the fridge, at 11 o'clock or so, you take out the fridge, your kegel, you put it on your hot plate, and it's going to go on. That lechor is problematic. On Shabbos itself, we don't allow you to do this. Yeah, that's what we said yesterday. All right, that's more or less it. Okay, just finishing off a little bit here. A few things. First of all, Shabbos, what happens is someone forgot to put his hot food. He's got a kegel, the moshel, and he's got visitors or whatever it is. He's got a big necessity to have a hot food for Shabbos lunch. It's very cold. And he wants to heat up a food on Shabbos itself. Is there any way he can do it? So we spoke about this once before, on a radiator maybe, or an upside down kedera, maybe you can do that as well. Is there any other way of doing it? So here the Bialocha arranged, and the Bialocha says in Reish Nun Gimel, let's find out where it is, in Reish Nun Gimel Sipei, there are Masal Ahichon. The Mishnah Berurah brings down here about whether one can ask a non-Jew to do it. Now, normally the rule is on Shabbos, you can't ask a non-Jew on Shabbos to do something you can't do yourself. That's the general rule of Amir al-Akum. Amir al-Akum, whatever you can't do yourself, you can't ask a non-Jew to do for you. So, I don't know, you can't hoover, so you can't, what do you call it, you can't ask a non-Jew to do it. Whatever you can't do, the general rule is that you can't ask a non-Jew. There are a few exceptions. One of the exceptions is called Shlus de Shlus of Waka Mitzvah. Amir al-Akum is an Issa b'drabon. Chazal made an Issa that one shouldn't ask a non-Jew to do malacha. That's an Issa drabon. It's not also min haTorah. Min haTorah, a non-Jew could do anything for you on Shabbos. Chazal made an Issa b'drabon on not to let him do work for you on Shabbos. That's an Issa drabon. Chazora on a flame, or whatever it is, even a naked flame, whatever it is a problem of a drabon, yeah? Chazal asked it. Chazal asked you to put a food on a flame, and even if it's cold to start with, even if you've got a blech on it, you can't do it. It's drabon. Chazal have a heter called shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. In a case of where the issa is an issa drabon, and you're doing amir la'akum, and it's makom mitzvah, then Chazal allow you to ask a non-Jew straight out to do it. So here, this has to be a big tzorach, it has to be mamish and oynik Shabbos, a big oynik Shabbos. That means, for example, a person is, what do you call it, he needs a hot food for the meal, let's say. It's very, very cold out, and he wants to, his cholera's not working, he's got no hot food. The only option is to put, let's say, a kegel on a flame, let's say he's got no blech on it. And even if you put a blech on, you can't put it out cold. And that's the only option to do. Then, the Mishnah Berurah says, one could be makel to ask a non-Jew to put it on for you. You can ask him straight out. Let's say Mishnah Berurah here. Oh, so it can't be a big tzorah. It can't be in stomach tzorah. If someone wants to have an extra kegel, the moshel, that's not enough of a head. It has to be a big tzorah, it has to be, yeah?
Nothing else to eat.
It seems like he wants a hot food. He needs a hot food, the moshel. But stomach tzorah, in the Mishnah Rule speaks about things somewhere else. Look, I'm sharing half eight. He speaks about beer, asking them to get the guy to bring beer from a neighbor's house. That's mutter, but stab a normal drink, that's not a heter. You have to only study, which is mummy's necessity. It's only Shabbos, mummy, you mummy's need it. That's a heter to do. But something which is not a necessity, you can't do. So Mishnah Rule says over here, be alocha. Now, To do it in a chatkin every week, this you shouldn't do, obviously, yeah, but I'm saying if it happens that someone's run out of, he's got no hot food, and the only thing he's got is something in the fridge, which can be put onto a flame or something which is hot, and that's the only thing he's got which is hot, and it's quite cold, then the chayav, one could ask a non-Jew to put it on the flame for you. Yeah? That's the chayav, what comes out. Okay. I want to summarise something on a crock pot. It was a chiddush to me today, what I came out with. We're speaking about... a crock pot. A crock pot, that's over here. I haven't got the lid, I left it in the car. The crock pot over here, this comes out and it sits in here. Yeah? So the chayr, the gabi having your food in here when Shabbos comes in, is one has to be careful. If it's not fully cooked, then one needs to boil blechem. Yeah? So if the item is fully cooked, yeah, or shas at chatsi mevush, it's half cooked. So one's got a chomz in there, for example. If it's fully cooked, you can leave it mitzad shahir, you can leave without a blechon. Yeah? If it's not cooked, in the words of God, whatever not cooked means, well, then you have to put a blechon.
Well, that coming is it's electric, yeah?
It's electric, but you have to minimize the heat. You have to show that you're not interested in interfering with the heat. If you put a blechon over the element, so you're showing us that you don't want it to be so hot, then we don't worry about you interfering with it. You with me?
Yeah.
That's what the blech helps. The blech will help in shahir, in such a case, if a person's got a food that's not fully cooked, then that's what one can do. With regard to chazorah, if you want to take out this chalapot on Shabbos, serve it, and then put it back in again, you want to keep it nice and hot. So here again, even if it's fully cooked when Shabbos comes in, you'll have to keep to the conditions of chazorah. So you can take it off, you have to have data lag zero, you need to have a ketumah, you need to have a blech inside there. It has to be hot and fully cooked, obviously. Then you can do that. Yeah? Now, today was a chiddush to me. Now, I must say, my thing hasn't got this. On my this thing over here, it's got three settings. Three settings. Low, high, and warm. Many of them have got three settings. Low, high, and auto.
And what?
Auto. Automatic. You want to know what automatic is? I'm going to tell you in a minute. Low, let me just write down what I wrote over here. Low is only one element is on the hot plate, of the slow cooker. High is two elements on. Poshes. It makes no difference where you take the pot in or out. It doesn't affect you one bit. Auto is interesting. Auto on this is the element alternates. What happens is it gets on, first when it goes on with both elements. That's how it starts off. Gets very hot, heats up to what it has to do. Eventually, it goes down to one. It cools down, goes down to one. Oh, there's no problem. The problem is, when you take this pot out, you lift the pot out, cold air now gushes in. That affects the sensor in your slow cooker. What's going to happen now is that you're going to cause it to sit on twice, to go on twice. The two elements will now come on again. Interesting. Okay, it could be to groma. The groma's not mutl chatkil on Shabbos, yeah, but even by Bishl. So the chayra, one should be careful not to put on auto. Yeah. Auto is the chayra problematic, because auto lets the cold air come in, that the sensor senses, what do you call it, the cold air going in, and eventually it's going to cause the two elements to come back on again.
The same would happen
for
the one and two, well,
low
and high.
No, it's constant. Low is constant. The thermostat doesn't work. The thermostat doesn't kick in. Well, it's its own thermostat because it's not very sensitive. It looks like it stays all the time. Yeah, so low and high is much better. High, I saw someone say high you shouldn't do because you burn your food out. But that's a practical thing, yeah? That's not Mitzvah Hilchos Shabbos. But high could be, I'm not sure high would burn it out, but... Yes, you have to be careful. You shouldn't leave it open too long. You have to be careful. Grom is not really chatchil mutter on Shabbos. Mokam hefsed maybe, but ideally one should avoid grom if one can. So here, the cold air comes in, and the chayr, you're going to make it activate. I said, this one over here hasn't got an auto setting. Now, remember, a while ago, someone told me, I didn't get a chance to speak to him today about it, it's a shame. He told me he bought an auto, and I can't remember who he spoke to. He spoke to a few people, they said there's no problem with auto. No problem at all. And I told him, you know what, the best thing to do is to phone up the company or something. Anyway, Tommy's phone the company. I'm as far as around, I'll check him out for next time. I didn't speak to him today. As far as around, the company told him straight out, this is what happens auto. Auto is activated when it's a sensor. And when cold air goes on, it gets activated. So one has to be careful. Auto, one should be careful about.
It's not a machine, not to put
Yeah, so that's not my shame. And Chazorim, they don't, because some people are mapping not to Chazor on this. They hold God deny a kupach. No, it won't help you. Even if you put stuff in between, it helps you. The stuff in between raised it to make a problem of hatmona, to avoid hatmona. Some people tie in this called a kupach. It's like an oven, a certain degree like an oven, which Chazor is not allowed in. Yeah, that's a different shine. It's like, yeah, so many possible take on, it's got a dim like a kira, which is allowed to do, you're allowed to put it back in, you're allowed to, it's got a head of doing this thing, you're allowed to put it back in again. It's like the top of an oven. Okay, the other thing I want to speak about is also very interesting, I didn't know this till today, is these, what do you call it, these urns. So a gas urn is no problem, yeah, it's posh, there's no shadow with a gas urn. I mean, what happens is you make sure before Shabbos comes in, that it's fully cooked. That's the best thing. Or, if it's not fully cooked, what do? You put a blech on. What do you have to be careful about if it's not fully cooked? Yeah, you can't take water out. That means if the water's not fully cooked when Shabbos comes in, let's say that you put it on a bit before Shabbos, and it's not fully cooked, the water. So that means on Friday night, before it's fully cooked, you can't take any water out. Because if you take water out, you might have Bishula, the rest of the water's going to cook quicker. Bubbles. Bubbles. Depends where you're up to. But it has to be at a certain time. It gets to 100, it has to be very hot. Yes, it has to be 100 degrees. So I don't know what you're going to do. Yeah, you're going to have a problem. Yeah, if you, I mean, I don't know, because after a while. What?
I'm bubbling the whole stuff anyway.
No, okay, you're right. Once it's. Once it's bubbling, it's cooled down, there's no shadow bishul anymore, yeah? So the shadow is, if it bubbles the whole Shabbos, right, you'll have no water the next morning. If it bubbles the whole Shabbos, there'll be nothing left. So it has to be hot, but the mind says that you're not going to affect it. You take it out. Now, I don't know much about electric urns. I'm reading this out from Zocher v'Shomrei. I say I'm not well versed in these urns. Maybe some of them have got it. Could I just speak out? He says there's three sorts of kettles, three sorts of electric urns. Number one, let's call it A, that's thermostatically controlled. That's a very posh one. When the water boils, that means you put it on at the beginning. It's got no knob to turn it high and lower. It goes on, the water boils, and when the water boils, a thermostat kicks in. And it goes every so often. The element goes off for about 3 minutes. Then the water obviously cools down because it's lost some heat. And the thermostat kicks in and goes up again. Yeah? That there, and then it goes on again for a bit of time. It cooks up for a bit of time, maybe for a minute or so. Switches off for a bit. Then goes, yeah? It goes on a rotation like this. Yeah. So here, there's no problem of shahir with this water. Interesting, I didn't realise that. There's no problem of shahir with this urn, because there's no settings. There's only on and off. I don't know if anyone's ever seen such an urn like this. Anyone know an urn like this? I've never heard such an urn like this. Oh, the urns I know have only got these dials on. I don't know in any urn which only got one or two, which only got one setting, on or off. Anyone come across any one of these urns? No? It looks like ISIS, it looks like it's on a market. Yeah? So if it's only got a dial on or off, there's no problem of shahir, obviously, because there's no chashash, you can't stoke it up. There's nothing to do. So you don't need a blech. What? With no settings? There's no problem shahir. No problem shahir, because there's no shemi chata. You can't do anything. There's nothing you can do. There's no shemi chata. Shemi chata can only be on a case of where there's settings on it. There's no dial to turn it up. There's no problem shemi chata. Yeah? So if this urn, which I haven't come across, but if this urn which exists, has only got one setting on it, on or off, there's no problem of shemi chata. Obviously, though, again, the same problem is the water's not fully cooked. You can't take anything out until it's fully cooked. Yeah? To do Chazora on Shabbos, let's say, someone told me now, let's say the urn's going down, the water's going down in this urn. You've got another urn over there, and your water, that's also going down. So you want to combine the two urns together. Can you do that on Shabbos? That you can't do. Because you can't do Chazora, because that urn's got no blech inside it. To put it back, Chazora is not Osar Shema Yechat, it's Osar's Mechlik Mavashal. That needs a blech to stop you looking like you're doing an act of cooking. To pour something back into a Kali Rishon on the fire without a blech, that you can't do. So if this water is running out, and you've got another pot on the fire which has got water inside it boiling away, you cannot lift up this lid and pour from the other pot inside here. Because this Kali over here has got no blech on. Problem. Okay, that's number one. Okay, number two is very similar. Let's go to number three. Let's go to this one over here. This one is called a simmerstat. How does a simmerstat work? A simmerstat brings the boil, that's the same. It starts off by, it comes to boil. Then, it's got different numbers on this. Each number does a different job. I'll read you out what I wrote over here. For example, let's say number two. If it goes on number two setting, it'll go on for approximately a minute. Then it goes off for, let's say, 10 seconds. Let's see. On Yeah? Not almost. So it goes on for approximately, it's boiled. Then on setting number two, it'll go on for approximately a minute, then off for 10 seconds, on for a minute, off for 10 seconds. Constantly. That's what it does. Setting number two is a constant. It's the whole time doing the same thing. Number, what? Oh, 1 minute. Number three is higher setting. Will change it. It'll remain on for a shorter period of time. It'll remain off for a shorter period of time. The motion, let's say, it only goes for 5 seconds. And it'll be on for 1.5 minutes. It's the same idea. It's just different settings are making it. The higher the setting, obviously, the longer it's going to cook and the less it goes off for. Yeah, so far, so good. So here, now, this is more problematic. Before Shabbos, if this water's not boiled, you've got a serious problem. Because here, you've got different settings to turn the water up. Here is Shemo Yechata. On this hot urn over here, this urn over here, now there's a chashash that a person will interfere with it because the water's not boiling properly, and they'll want to, what do you call it, he'll want to turn the flame up. That is problematic. So there, you have to make sure it's boiled before Shabbos. There's no other eitzah. I don't know another eitzah for this. That's a big shaila when you say machamim destroying water. Oh, we spoke about this once before. That's a big shaila when you say machamim destroying, because if you go past up home machamim destroying in time, the water is very cold. It takes half an hour to cook out, and you've got 10 minutes. So that Ramosh says it's very hard to know what is machamim destroying. It could be 71 degrees to call machamim destroying. Moshe takes on 71 degrees might be machamim destroying by water. That's Vada yesterday's boy.
Once it's boiling, you can't put your finger.
Once it's boiling, you can't put your finger. It's 100 degrees.
71 degrees
is very, very hot. Can't be handled. 71 is very, very hot. Can't be handled. But that Ramosh calls machamim destroying. We said at the time, b'shas adchak, some poskim hold that you call machamim destroying less than that. You have to ask your local rabbi for that. All right.
When
I don't know. This one has got Shabbos setting. What's Shabbos setting? Was on a constant.
What's
what a Shabbos setting? What does it do with
Shabbos setting?
He just tells you where to put it. Ah, mine's on the. But I don't know if there's any reason why you can leave on number one. I don't know why you can't leave on number one, number two, all the Shabbos. It's just, you'll boil away, probably. It's practical, probably, yeah. It's probably practically, it's going to boil away if you leave on number one, number two. It's too hot. The Shabbos setting, I've got mine that says low. So, Mistoma, that's what it means. It means it keeps at that temperature, and that's all it does. That's Mistoma, what it does. So, again, it's such Shahir is the problem over here, yeah? That's a problem with Shahir. Obviously, Chazor also is a problem. You can't do Chazor, there's no blech inside. Yeah.
Some have
what?
Some have some of the boilers or kettles. They have the element under metallic.
Yeah, they all have. Mine's also got that. But that's not called. It has to be a cover which is not normally there. To make a blech, you've got to put something that's not normally there. If it's normally there, it doesn't count as a blech. The whole idea of a blech is to show you're not interested in heat. So you've got to put something on there which is going to reduce the heat. If it's there naturally, then it doesn't help at all. Yeah? Make quick sikkum, Rabbi Yisrael. So what did we say? We spoke about these crock pots. So we said crock pots are okay, either on a low setting or a high setting. Pasha, there's no problem, yeah? If it's fully cooked, always got to put a blech in because of shehiya. Auto could be problematic, yeah? Auto could be problematic because when you lift it off, the cold air is going to go in. It might affect it. Electric urns, so the ones that we've got, the thermostatic ones that are fixed, there's no problem. There's only got one setting. That's much easier. There's no shashashem yechata, no problem. This one over here, which has got different settings on it, you can turn it to make it hotter and colder. That lechora is more problematic. It's such here, it has to be at least half cooked when Shabbos comes in. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem that you've got an isof shahir without a blech on there. So one has to make sure it's at least half cooked, wherever that is. And chazorah is the same halacha as everything else. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. All right. Yeah.